Reading A. International Trade. Every time we walk into a store, restaurant, theater, or any other place of business to buy something, we trade. Basically, international trade does not differ from trade with people in our country. The key to understanding trade is to remember why it takes place. The reason people trade, regardless of where they live, is that they believe they will be better off by trading. When we consider the alternative, each of us producing everything for ourselves, trade simply makes more sense. The process of import and export creates a greater variety of goods and services because it permits countries to specialize in what they do best. By specializing in the goods it can produce most efficiently, a country can increase production and have the opportunity to make more sales and profits. Profits can turn into increased wages for the workforce and additional investment in plants and equipment. The process also provides consumers with more goods at lower prices. The benefits of trade can be explained using the economic principles of absolute and comparative advantage. For example, suppose there is a lawyer and a legal assistant. If it takes the lawyer less time to prepare briefs or to type letters than it does the assistant, in economic language, the lawyer has an absolute advantage, both in preparing legal briefs and in typing letters. If we stopped here, we might be inclined to say that the lawyer should do both, because the lawyer is better at both. According to comparative advantage, the lawyer should specialize in his or her strongest skill, the law, and the legal assistant, typing letters. If they do, they actually will produce more than if each of them tries to do both tasks alone. Specializing in what they do best and then trading their products for the other things they need will make both parties better off. Through international trade, countries exchange goods they produce most efficiently for goods other countries produce most efficiently. The more consumers there are in the market, the greater the ability of each country to specialize in what it does best becomes. It is important to note that both the lawyer and the legal assistant would benefit from specialization and trade. Likewise, international trade is a win-win situation for all countries that participate. Words. Differ. Regardless. Alternative. Export. Profit. Wage. Workforce. Additional. Plant. Consumer. Economic. Principle. Absolute. Comparative. Legal. Brief. Party. Exchange. Likewise. Participate. Phrases. Regardless of. Better off. Make sense. Specialize in. Be inclined to do. Win-win situation. Notes. Absolute advantage refers to the ability of a country, individual, company, or region to produce goods or services at a lower cost per unit than the cost at which any other entity produces those goods or services. Comparative advantage is perhaps the most important concept in the international trade theory. It explains how trade can benefit all parties involved as long as they specialize in producing goods with different relative costs, even if a party has no absolute advantage in producing any goods.